Słuchasz SBS po polsku. Więcej ciekawych historii znajdziesz na stronie sbs.com.au/polish. Jim Daly, Australian actor, director, author of the play Cutting. Welcome to the Polish program at SBS.
Thank you, Dariusz. Lovely to be here.
Dzień dobry, I would say in Polish.
Tak, dzień dobry.
Please share the story, how it all begins.
My father-in-law, so my wife's father, his name was Robert Jankowski. He was born in Warsaw and lived in Zolibor. And he served in the Home Army, APA. And he migrated to Australia after spending some time in a DP camp in Germany. So they came to, they ended up in Adelaide in near the mid 50s. He worked in Holden's. He used to work the night shift at Holden's. He loved his country. He bought lots of books, which we have in the house. We have boxes and boxes of books. We have to find a home for them sometime soon, but we'll be keeping some.
He was an inspiration to that story?
Yes, he was. He was directly an inspiration because a few months after I had met my wife, I remember I was at the house one day and he brought out a book, a red hardback book. And this was, of course, the book on the crime of Katyn, the book that is forwarded by General Anders, produced by the Polish Cultural Foundation and the government in exile in London at the time. And he told me about this crime. And he opened to the page where there is a photograph of a mummified Polish major. And I was shocked. I was unbelievably shaken by this, really shocked. And I didn't know very much about the war in Eastern Europe. My knowledge of the war, it was a very Australian story, you know, New Guinea, the Pacific, the bombing of Berlin, things like that. So through him, I began to learn something of the story. And I read the book, and it really stayed with me. And over the next few years, I began writing a play. I was teaching full time at that time. And although I had been an actor as a child, a professional actor, I was paid and so on. And so I wrote a play and I submitted it to the Australian National Playwrights Conference. And it was read and workshopped at the Playwrights Conference in 1983, and it was presented on the final evening of the conference, the sort of showcase evening. After that finished, I actually left full-time teaching shortly after that to be a professional actor or become a professional actor again. And I continued to work on the theme, and I began writing a film script. And it grew and grew, and at one stage I thought of it perhaps as a series of two or three episodes. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I did get support from the Polish community here in Melbourne, and I had some support in Adelaide. And I took it to Poland with the view of trying to get interest for an Australian-Polish co-production of some kind. I spent some time in the Katyn Museum in Warsaw. I spent a whole day there. I spoke to a couple of people there. So I came back to Australia, and I also went to LA to try to get interest. But basically, I lacked time and the money, and I was really looking for someone who had access to finance, but someone who would share my vision. I think that's the secret of getting any film produced. It's very hard to produce any film, I believe. So as time went on, I did further study in applied linguistics, and I got interested in study again, and I got the idea of doing a PhD, and I was looking around for a topic, and I had a couple of ideas, and I thought, oh, no, not that. So finally, I started looking at the whole idea of shock, and in particular, the grotesque and shock. And I stayed with that topic for a while, and then it began shifting. I was situating it in cutting, by the way. So my topic gradually changed, and it was more about performing grotesquely. Okay,
so that is my question.
Yes, what is grotesque?
What is grotesque, and how you can incorporate into the play about that very tragic story?
The grotesque is one of those ideas that has a number of different meanings. It's a difficult concept. So sometimes the grotesque is used satirically. So it's used to poke fun of something, or it is something fearful, but there is also something humorous or laughable sitting close to it. And that humour disarms the horror or the terror. So there are a couple of meanings, but there are other meanings. For example, objects may be grotesque. They may be inanimate objects that are not living, like, you know, things in nature that have a certain shape, or it may be something living. Also, the grotesque is often playful. So if we look at art and, you know, and literature and so on, we can find artists and writers playing with their art in different ways, or playing with words in different ways, which, you know, might be described as grotesque. Another definition is that it's like the cycle of life and death. It's like the idea of the carnival, the carnivale. And of course, we are dealing here with cutting. We are dealing with a massive, shocking death event. So what happens? What happens to those bodies of those poor officers, those men, and that woman, Janina Lewandowska, the pilot? What happens? What does that all mean? So we're dealing with pretty basic kind of stuff. There was a film by a Serbian director. His name is Dusan Makavec, and it's called, the name escapes me, but he actually incorporated that documentary footage, which was taken by, I think, German photographers during the German-sponsored International Commission of Investigation. And he makes the point that, you know, we all die, you know, and bodies turn into flowers, you know, and all that kind of thing. So there's a cycle of life involved here. Mm-hmm. And just to finish off, another idea of grotesque is that it represents the alienated world, the world where things don't fit together, and that there's some kind of force, or there's some kind of a rather threatening it. Which exists. So it's very mysterious.
There are two characters on the stage, yourself and Caroline Bock.
That's right.
What is the relationship between those two characters? Is it significant?
We each play different characters. She plays Stalin, actually, but we call her Stalina. And I play, for example, I play Stalin's mum at one point. But we have quite a number of characters. We have, like, Janina Lewandowska, this incredible young woman. She is, and Caroline plays her. I play Beria, for example, who was a very significant figure in the organizing of the operation, and so on. So that's okay. How we do it.
And visually, it's combined with the music, lights, and actors.
Yes, and we also use projections during it, because the idea is that the audience is coming to Katin itself today, and they're going to learn something about Katin. So it's a kind of light and sound show, the sort which was popular, perhaps more popular perhaps in the 70s in Europe. And I think this is a great thing, not just for Polish people. So it's a chance for perhaps a younger Polish generation to actually find out more, and certainly for a non-Polish people to come along and find out about this, and hopefully go away wanting to know more, because that's what good theatre can do. Mm-hmm. It can really switch people on and get them asking questions about things.
Absolutely. Being a director and an actor on the stage, was it difficult?
Yes, this is not something I usually do. And most of the time I work as an actor, although I have directed in the past. And so being a director and also acting in it, first of all, it involves me being clear about what I'm doing. But fortunately, because I've been with this project now for decades, I have a fairly clear idea about what I need to do. But when I'm working with the other actor, I sometimes have to just settle down a bit and pull back on my own ideas and listen to what the other actor is saying, and be prepared to take on what the other actor might want to try with some moment in the play. So I'll have a look at it, and sometimes I'll say yes, let's go with that. Other times I might say no, I don't think so, because, and then I explain why.
Mm-hmm. And the last question is, how do you think it will be perceived by Polish community, touching that very sensitive topic, yes, cutting, and a little bit of grotesque? What is your message?
I understand the sensitivity that you refer to, and I'm quite aware of it. I've been faced with that that situation before. So I believe that it's important to be truthful. So it's important to have knowledge, and to seek out the knowledge and the truth. So I feel within myself, I feel confident about that. I have experienced suspicion. For example, the Polish historian and Polish warrior from World War II, Janusz Zawodny, who was a professor at Notre Dame University, I wrote to him years ago with a question about something, and he wrote back to me. He said, "I believe you are trying to write a kind of fiction," and I sensed in what he said, you know, that kind of suspicion. So as I said, I'm building from the facts as I know them, but what I've done is in with this particular work, I've taken up what shocked me most, and that shock came from the grotesque, and I've pursued that academically. And like, you look at cutting itself, and it is grotesque in some of the ways, according to some of the definitions which I have mentioned. The behavior of the perpetrators of the NKVD is also grotesque in that everyday sense of grotesque. You know, when politicians say about other politicians, "Oh, that's grotesque behavior." So quite clearly, you know, there is grotesquery in cutting, and we shouldn't run away from it. I've been reading some work by Magda Romanska, who is a I think Canadian Polish academic, and she points out that the work of Tadeusz Kantor, for example, is grotesque. I saw Kantor's play The Dead Class in Adelaide in 1972. With my wife, and it is the greatest piece of theatre I have ever seen. Nothing comes close to it. it did have some grotesque elements. It had other elements as well. So we shouldn't turn away from these things. Mm. And in fact, in my play, I do have some reference to Cantor.
Jim Daly, actor, director, author of the play Cutting, in La Mama Theatre soon. I look forward to see you on the stage. Thank you so much for sharing a story about the play with us.
Well, I'm very happy to have the opportunity to share the work that I have been doing on Cutting, and I look forward to seeing lots of Polish people come along.
Zainteresowało Cię? Chcesz usłyszeć więcej? Słuchaj nas na podcastach dostępnych w Apple Podcast, Google Podcast czy Spotify lub w jakimkolwiek innym, który używasz.